This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Delegations from African nations arrived at Joint Base Andrews, Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C. Sunday, ahead of the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to announce U.S. support for the African Union's admission to the G20 as a permanent member. Mr. Biden is expected to make the announcement during the summit, when he will meet presidents of African countries, a White House adviser said Friday. The move comes after requests from African Union Chair and Senegalese President Macky Sall and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. South Africa is the only G20 member from Africa. The AU is made up of 55 members. Violence has erupted in Peru's capital on Sunday as demonstrations over Peru's political crisis stretched into Sunday. Thousands of people gathered across the country to demand the resignation of their newest president, Dina Boluarte, the scheduling of general elections to replace her in Congress, and the freedom of Pedro Castillo, whom lawmakers ousted from the presidency Wednesday. In Peru's capital of Lima, hundreds of people again gathered outside the legislative palace Sunday. Police repressing the mobilization used tear gas, just as inside the building, lawmakers began session. U.S. and Scottish law enforcement officials said on Sunday a Libyan man accused of making a bomb that blew up a plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in custody in the United States. The explosion of Pan Am Flight 103 killed 270 people. One of them was Stephanie Bernstein's husband, Michael. She said in an AP interview she's grateful the alleged bomb maker will be tried in the U.S.
I think that everybody finds a way to make this horrible situation part of the fabric of their life.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had a phone call on Sunday with U.S. President Joe Biden and thanked him for the unprecedented help Washington has provided to Ukraine since Russian forces invaded in February. He was speaking about both defense and financial assistance, according to his official Telegram messaging app. He added they appreciate the USA's help to restore Ukraine's energy system. Tensions were high in northern Kosovo on Sunday, with Serbs blocking roads as shots and explosions rang out, and the Serbian president warned that Serbian troops were ready to defend their homeland if peace doesn't prevail. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said Sunday, after a meeting of Serbia's top security body, that he would do everything to preserve peace, but that the army was ready to protect the minority Serbs in Kosovo. After a meeting of the National Security Council, Vučić said Kosovo Serbs must not engage in violence against NATO troops and members of the European Union mission there. Vučić declined to elaborate on the steps the National Security Council adopted. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there will be a substantial reduction in U.S. inflation in 2023. Her comments came in an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, released Sunday. Meanwhile, Australians were out this weekend spending big despite rising inflation there. After 3 years of pandemic lockdowns, retailers were back trying to entice shoppers to spend more money in their stores, and it seems to be working. Paul Zara, CEO of the Australian Retailers Association, said the amount Australians spent during the Black Friday sales was a surprise to retailers who thought it might come to a halt during Christmas shopping season.
In fact, we believe that Aussies will spend a record $66 billion this Christmas, which is $2 billion up on our previous forecast. It's about 6.4% up on last year. So at this moment, this time and stage, people are continuing to spend, and that's music to retailers' ears.
NASA's Orion capsule barreled through Earth's atmosphere and splashed down in the Pacific Ocean Sunday after making an uncrewed voyage around the moon. This wound up the inaugural mission of the U.S. agency's new Artemis lunar program, 50 years to the day after Apollo's final moon landing. In a broadcast, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says they planned U.S. return to the moon and beyond is part of the nature of the American culture.
We are adventurers. We are explorers. We always have a frontier. And that frontier is now to continue exploring the heavens.
From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.